call us on 086-000-2032.
Well, that is the number, of course. Calls coming through. Lots of issues going through at the moment. Tefo, I know you want to talk about the Indris's call from yesterday. We'll try and get to you in just a moment. First, yesterday, you heard the Centre for Development and Enterprise, their director, Anne Bernstein. She was very critical of our education system yesterday. They have a new report. They suggest that, in fact, there's a silent crisis in our schools. She also said that one of the main reasons for this was the quality of teaching at the moment. Elijah Mshlanga is the spokesperson for the Department of Basic Education. Elijah, good morning.
Stephen, good morning. Thank you so much for having us.
Sure. How do you respond to this criticism? And it is very sharp criticism.
Well, Stephen, it is a criticism, but it's not a new criticism, because what the two researchers have done is to read already publicly available information, most of which comes from the DBE's website. And they've also gone through other research studies that the department has participated in. So there's absolutely nothing new. The only useful thing about this report is that it makes us once again to discuss education. So now let's come back to your question. The issue around teachers, I listened to the CEO of CDE yesterday talking about the quality of teachers. What they don't do in the report is to interrogate the offering by universities, because it is the universities that train our teachers. We don't train teachers. We use graduates that come from universities. So what they should have also done is to interview universities to say, what is it that you are doing wrong for your teachers to be poor at what they do? If you talk content knowledge of teachers, it means the university where the graduate comes from has done a poor job. It's as simple as that. But instead, the focus is on basic education. In education, we do additional capacity building for our teachers in school, in service training, and there's ongoing workshops that continue to make sure that we refresh the skills of our teachers so that they're able to rise to the occasion when needed to do so.
Okay, I mean, I accept what you say about universities. I get that, although there may be people who have a different view. But Anne Bernstein also made the point that there was no accountability. And the example she used was that you'll have some teachers who just don't go to school. They don't go to work on Mondays and Fridays. And some teachers who are there all the time. And accountability is a managerial and administrative function directly with your department. Is there an accountability problem? Are teachers just not working in the way that they should, not working the hours they should?
I wouldn't say there's an accountability problem. The school principal every day will take a register and they will send that to the district office to indicate which teachers did not come to work. And they would get the necessary letters. There will be deductions. If you go to a school and ask any teacher who has been absent without explaining why, you would find that their salary for the day was docked. That's accountability. And you find that absenteeism is declining as a result of the action that is taken by school principals working together with district offices. So it is there. Yes, it's a challenge in some instances, but we have now collaborated with teacher unions in something that we call teacher union collaboration. It's there, formalized, funded, so that we are able to bring our teachers fully on board for them to understand the bigger mission that we have as a sector, that is to build the nation. So it's important that each and every one of us, we play their part in building the system and improving learning outcomes.
A former deputy president from Zilem Lumbo Nguka, we spoke to her earlier this year. You'll remember her quote, Elijah, I'm sure, because you, someone from your department responded to that too. She said, when it came to reading, we were load shedding our children. I mean, it's a horrific statement to make. And it's made by a very, very senior person we must take seriously from the governing party, Nogal. So the question, of course, is, and I realize it's a difficult system. It's a big system. It's a difficult system in a difficult country, Elijah, to teach children. I get it. The thing is, are things really improving? That's got to be the question. Is the education system doing something? Is it leveling up to reduce our awful racialized inequality?
Stephen, the system is definitely on the rise. You know, one of the biggest weaknesses of this report is that no one spoke to the education department to find out internally from us what it is that is happening right now, not based on research reports that go back several years. We are doing a lot of work to improve the system. Currently, right now, we're analyzing data from what we call the systemic evaluation of grade 3, 6, and 9 to find out the health of the system, which we continually assess to check if indeed it's taking us where we're going. So we even partnered, coming to reading, we partnered with private sector to do what we call early grade reading study. And the results were released last year and it's showing improvement. So there is definitely work that's taking place. That's what I'm saying. Anyone who wants to comment on the sector, do what you want to do. But at the end of the day, talk to us so that we give you the very latest in terms of what is taking place inside the system. Don't just make comments based on what you're reading in the papers.
Elijah Mshlanga, thank you very much indeed. Spokesperson for the Department of Basic Education. Well, look, you know how many times you've heard conversations here on SAFM about teaching. Are you happy with what your children are getting? Yeah, I'd like to hear from you on that. 086 000 2032. You're with SAFM, leading the conversation. It's 8 o'clock.